Good morning, high pressure that brought us a beautiful Sunday afternoon across interior New York and New England is hanging on, keeping skies clear overnight in many places, and readings have dropped back into the 30s for early morning lows. Some places seeing some clouds, especially across the central and northern Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and northern parts of Vermont. In these places, temperatures are still in the 40s this morning. We have a front draped across the St. Lawrence Valley, and as a result, we'll see more cloud cover across northern New York and New England today. However, sunshine will mix in, while for the rest of the region, sunshine will dominate, with only a few scattered clouds from that front to the north spilling in from time to time. With a southerly breeze across the region today, temperatures will go even higher than yesterday, and in most cases will be well into the 60s, and in some spots will even touch the 70-degree mark. Overnight tonight, a front will approach from the west, and as it does, clouds will gradually increase. Temperatures, as a result, will not be as low, and tonight's lows should go down into the lower to middle 40s on average. Any sunshine will be limited and confined to the morning hours tomorrow as the front draws closer from the west. We'll go with mostly cloudy skies through the day, with increasing chances for showers from west to east through the afternoon. Perhaps even a heavier burst of rain from time to time through the evening hours as the front clears through the region. Still, out ahead of the front tomorrow, temperatures will be mild, averaging in the middle 60s. Behind the front, the wind will pick up out of the northwest, bringing us a cool down for the day on Wednesday. We'll have some sunshine, clouds will mix in, and the wind at times will gust over 20 to even 30 miles per hour, and this will keep temperatures in the mid-50s for afternoon highs. The wind will relax a bit on Thursday, still a bit breezy though, and with high pressure in control, we'll have lots of sunshine, temperatures a little bit cooler than average and mainly in the upper 50s. We'll go back to the lower to mid 60s on Friday, although a weak disturbance will head our way with clouds and a couple of showers. That disturbance will be overhead on Saturday, still the risk of a few showers for the beginning of the weekend, but no major long-lasting or steady rain. Saturday afternoon will remain in the lower 60s, then behind that system a touch cooler in the 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Red River to the Edwards Plateau of Texas. Diurnal heating should be robust within a plume of 50s to lower 60s surface dew points today. However, mid-level winds will largely be weakening to around 25 to 30 knots in this region. But given the degree of instability, multi-cell clusters are probable with perhaps a couple of supercells. Large hail and isolated severe winds should be the primary risks. A tornado threat appears limited given weak low-level shear and large surface dew point depressions. And high wind watches are out for the Wasatch Front in Utah for tomorrow. A powerful cold front will track through the region with very strong southwest winds ramping up during the day and peaking in the afternoon hours before switching to the northwest. Winds at times will gust up to 60 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was at La Paz, Bolivia, at 2:07 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 85 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 40 degrees, the dew point 27. 60% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.20 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the middle 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 63 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 46, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.05 inches of liquid precipitation for the month, which is 1.09 inches below average. And 9.56 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation for the year, which is 58 hundredths of an inch below average. There were 19 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 373, and 6,637 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 89, set in 1923, and the record low, 20, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 70. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Taconics, also the southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of High 90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 70. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, especially later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler Wednesday, mid-50s. Mostly sunny, brisk, a little chilly Thursday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with highs back into the middle and upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.